The community and cargo voyage, this particular voyage, it's really symbolic, Tom. It's about raising awareness of, you know, the opportunities to actually move cargo, small quantities, along our coast using the power of the sea and kind of using the network of ports and harbours that are already there. So it's very much... This is very much just dipping our toe in, and it's very much to raise awareness on the opportunities out there.
It's very much like the older times, isn't it, James, when cargo was moved between ports in local areas, such as along county shorelines, when roads and petrol and diesel and everything was not the way of transport.
Absolutely, and the community links, you know, through, as you're well aware, through the waterways, and the Shannon, I think, is a great example. The links across the Shannon with the communities that has kind of dissipated maybe with the road network. And that's kind of one of our objectives, is bringing in the community element and blending it with dabbling in the cargo side of things as well.
So the voyages have been along the Cork coast, you're going along the west coast, and you even plan a voyage to Dublin, I gather.
We do, yeah. I'm rejoining the island now in Kilrush in a couple of hours, and we are going up the Shannon to Foynes, and it's her first time. It's been a while. The island hasn't been in Foynes since 1926, and we will continue up to Limerick. And then we drop a little bit of cargo off, some lovely coffee. We pick up some cargo in Limerick, and it's out the Shannon up to the Aran Islands. From there, then, it's down to Dingle, back to Kinsale. And then that's this particular voyage. And then we have another voyage, which is a mix of community from our Sailing into Wellness project and bringing some cargo as well from Kinsale, Cork, up to Waterford and further up to Dublin later in September.
It's a really amazing to think so much has been achieved by the island. The voyage during last year, the voyage to Greenland. It's amazing what's been going on. She's obviously a really good vessel.
She is. She's amazing for community element. She's an amazing vessel. Her size is ideal. You know, she can be manned with a relatively small crew. She can get into every single nook and cranny along the Irish coast or any coast. Yet she's big enough to carry a meaningful crew or cargo, and she's big enough from a sail area to keep people very interested. And she's 7 sails, so there's lots of bits of rope for people to be pulling.
What's she like on board? Is she comfortable? Because some of the seas of the past few days have been trying enough.
Absolutely. It was a tough trip from Baltimore to Kilrush. We had fairly sloppy seas, which was the residue of the previous storm. We had building seas from the storm that was on its way, and light wind as well. So it all conspired to give us quite a rolly, uncomfortable trip. But once she gets a little bit of breeze, she's very comfortable. Down below, she's snug. So you certainly wouldn't use the term luxurious, but she's practical. And she can, you know, she can berth a crew of 11. We don't have those kind of numbers on board now in relation to COVID, but when we get out the other side, yeah, she can have a crew of 11 on board.
And what has been the reaction in the communities along the way, James?
Fantastic. It's really, you know, it's amazing to see her. You know, I'm very familiar being a Cork sailor with Baltimore and West Cork. And it was amazing to see the welcome she always gets when she's alongside the Quay Wall in Baltimore. The Shannon Estuary is new to me. And that's her, I guess, her ancestral home. So I'm really looking forward. She got an amazing welcome in Kilrush. Really, the guys there, the team there are unbelievable. So she's had a great 2 days in Kilrush with a community project that was Clare and Limerick Education and Training Board ran a whole community project in Clare. So she's had an amazing welcome in Kilrush and really looking forward to this evening, bringing her into Foynes and further on up to Limerick. And so, yeah, look, she draws a crowd anywhere she goes. There are people on the quay wall interested in her story or already aware of her story.